be in the house of the Lord celebrating our mothers today. Welcome, welcome. I'd encourage you all to fill out your Connect cards this morning and your bulletins there. Drop me a message or a note or anything that you'd like for the office to know. That's a good way to communicate that with us. We will be receiving new members on the 25th, so if you know the list is growing, if you're interested in that, you can leave me a note on that as well, or see me, and we'll be sure to get you on the list of folks coming in on the 25th of this month as well. A reminder, we're having our leadership council on Wednesday evening this week, so I encourage you, if you serve on that committee, that you would be there for that as we take care of the church business. We had a great tea party on Saturday. How many came to the tea party on Saturday? Wow, we came through town and stopped by just as it was ending up, and the parking lot was full, so that's awesome. I hope you all had a great time. I understand it was great entertainment, a lot of food. Everyone get enough to eat? Yes, yes. Thank you very much for coming out for that. We appreciate that. One other reminder, it's getting close to VBS time, so we're hoping that you can help us out with that. See Robin or Barbara Russell for that. Volunteer. We'll have the volunteer sign-up sheets and the bulletins for the next few weeks. I don't think they're in there today, but should be in there next week. But if you would like to help out with VBS, what's the date of VBS, Robin?
July 14th through the 18th.
July 14th through 18th. So time is getting close. They're starting to make their preparations. So if you could help us out with that this year, we have a great time. And I would encourage you all to do that and give Robin a hand with VBS this year. I think it's time we celebrate our mothers. We just celebrate being in the house of the Lord. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Thank you.
no matter where we are in our walk with you, let us either be too angry or too proud to come to you and to look to you as a mother hen who guards her chicks. Thank you for this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Good morning, everyone. Thank you. like to hear from other people? I think you feel good when someone says, I love you. When your mom says, I love you, does that make you feel good? That's pretty good, isn't it? Hello?
She's been moved to a rehab facility. We just pray for her continued healing and she is getting a little better. Richard Fearbin, he was so grateful to be in church last week. We just continue to pray for his comfort and peace and for him to get better. Wanda Bell is still undergoing chemotherapy treatments for a tumor behind her eye, so keep Wanda in your prayers. We just learned this week that Bill Valentine, many of you probably know Bill Valentine, he has been put under hospice care, and I think his time is growing short. So let's continue to lift up Bill and his family. His son has been in contact with us here in the office. Continue to lift up Marlene, Ms. Jane Harden's sister. She has cancer as well, lung cancer, and is getting worse. So we need to continue to lift her and her family up and all the Hardens. Pastor Rachel is having her hip replacement surgery this coming Thursday. So on Thursday, say an extra prayer for Pastor Rachel, and that she would have a complete success with that as well. We have a prayer this morning for those of us who know folks in nursing homes and those caregivers to take care of them as well. And we're also lifting up all the young girls kidnapped from their school in Africa. It's been a horrible story in our news here recently this week. So let's lift up that situation as well and pray for their safe return back to their family. Teresa Athus, friends and family and co-workers who have health issues and financial situations. Georgina, Sandy, Rick, and Gloria this morning. Rosemary Pierre, she has gone back into the hospital as well. She's in JFK. Let's lift her up this morning. She's in JFK as well. And Cyrus, she will continue to grow closer to God. And Jarvis family for happiness and wellness. This is from Michael and Patrick. This is always so cute. He always has a prayer request that his baby brother would be healthy and be born just right. Isn't that sweet? That is awesome. Thank you. Praise from Mary Hannah. Stan's procedure went very well and the results were excellent. What a praise this morning. Mary and Stan. And praise God for children. Lena and Lena and Gary this morning. I know there's things on your heart this morning. Let's take them now before the Lord. Would you pray with me? Loving and nurturing God, on this Mother's Day, we come to you as your humble children. Father, we come to you this morning, Father, Mother, God. We come to you this morning, sometimes confused about our relationship with you. But Mother, as we come to you today, let us feel your presence around us. Heavenly Mother, as you wrap your arms around us, let us just feel the security of those loving arms. Eternal God, sometimes we just need those arms wrapped around us. We need to feel your presence with us. We pray this morning, Lord, for those mentioned here and those in our hearts that we have not maybe had the courage or the will to lift up to you. We lift them up to you today knowing that you can fill the void in each life, that your healing touch and your healing presence would heal our sicknesses and our diseases and our relationships. In our financial situations, Father, they can heal our home. We are so grateful to come this morning to lift up the ones we love, to lift up our church family, to lift up those who may be suffering this morning because of Mother's Day, that maybe feel loss or separation from their earthly mother. Let us draw closer to our Heavenly Mother. So, Mother God, we pray this morning that you would meet us at our need. And as we pray this morning, we remember your nurturing, your loving, and your infinite love for us. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven,
thank you.
our lives, show us the way. Does anyone know when Mother's Day started? May 9th, 1914, by an act of Congress, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. And so began a holiday that could maybe be bittersweet for some folks. I hear the stories every year of ladies who this isn't their favorite day. But I think the essence of why we celebrate Mother's Day is, first of all, maybe just not our birth mothers, but ladies in our lives who have served as role models, who have loved us. Do we all need to be loved? As I said to these boys this morning, I know our mothers love to be told, I love you. Three simple words. But our father / mother in heaven as well loves to hear those words, I love you. Our scripture this morning comes from 2 Timothy 3, verses 14 through 17. As I was thinking about this, I believe I've used this scripture every Mother's Day since I've been here. But it's good because it reminds us of those in our lives and influence us in a spiritual way. Hear these words this morning from 2 Timothy. But you must continue with the things you have learned and found convincing. You know who taught you. Since childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures that help you to be wise in a way that leads to salvation through faith that is in Jesus Christ. Every scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for showing mistakes, for correcting, and for training character, so that the person who belongs to God can be equipped to do everything that is good. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for the message of 2 Timothy. Father, we know his mother and grandmother led him the ways of the true scripture. So, Father, we pray that that blessing will be ours this morning as well. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. First and Second Timothy are some of the most important and special books of the New Testament. Do you know why? Because we get to look into a special relationship that Paul had with Timothy. Now you say that might be a Father's Day message. Well, in a few weeks I'll preach that message on Father's Day. But what it means is, Paul was telling Timothy to remember his roots. Remember who gave him that contact with the Scripture. And who was that? His mother and his grandmother. Paul is letting him know that that is a special relationship. Paul, he was the old guy. He was the apostle to the Gentiles. Timothy now, he was just a young man. He was looking for guidance in the beginnings of his ministry. What Paul told him was, look back to where this knowledge and where this faith began. Paul wants to encourage his young friend. He wants to encourage him to move forward in his faith, to become a preacher of the good news. Paul never claims to have taught or influenced Timothy, right? He leads him back to his mother and his grandmother. Paul never claims that he led Timothy to the faith. What he tells us is those influences lie elsewhere. Those influences came from his childhood, from the moment he was born. That's why I chose the title for this sermon today. What is the sermon title today? What's the first things that mothers want to do for a new baby? They want to nurture, don't they? They want to love. And then after mama and dada, what's the first words they want to hear? Man, I preach, I stand up here and talk week after week.
Even before mom or dad. Right?
Yes.
But I bet the first time he said, I love you, you probably know it, didn't you?
I love you. Those three words. Do we tell people we love? Do we tell them enough that I love you? My wife and I, every time we kiss and say goodbye or we go away, we always say, I love you. Is it ever enough? It's never enough. You know, Timothy was a tireless worker for the Lord. He helped to change many lives. He ministered to thousands of people because of the faith that was instilled in him by his mother. Could she have given him any greater gift? You know, our children today, we say this every generation, I know we say it, all these kids today, they don't listen to anything. Seasoned people in our congregation, right? Did your parents say this young generation is never going to learn anything? When you were kids, did your parents say this generation is lost? I'm sure they did. I think they learned that in parenting school. One of the first things they teach them is these kids are lost, they're wandering. But the gift that you can give them is a spiritual base and an I love you. That's not so hard, is it? Many scholars have concluded that you cannot really understand John Wesley, the founder of our Methodist movement, unless you understand his mother, Susanna Wesley. She must have loved being a mother, didn't she? She just kept having children, one after the other.
Not alone.
Not alone. Who made Abraham Lincoln the man that he was? He said it was his mother. So true, the adage that says behind every good man is a what? A good woman. Now, is that good woman his wife or is that good woman his mother? Both, right? That's what we would hope, right? I would have to say that no one in this room today can sit here and say that their mother. Now, when we say mother, is it always the person that gave birth to you? Sometimes not necessarily. But is that person in our lives, in this case of the female gender, that has a profound impact on those around her? I know many women that have never had a baby. They're some of the best mothers in the world. Amen?
Amen.
That's where you insert amen.
Amen.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that you've given birth to a person, have a mothering instinct, to have a mother's love. So today, as we recognize those people among us, came across in my reading this week, Proverbs 31:1. That's a pretty tough standard to live up to, isn't it? The ideal woman was described 2,500 years ago in Proverbs 31. And she has been intimidating her sisters ever since. What a standard to live up to. Proverbs 31 says, describes the ideal wife and mother. Her husband can completely trust in her. She will in no way embarrass him. She is not afraid of work, and she works hard and long. She feeds and clothes her family very well. She keeps her eyes open for good deals. She is diligent in business. She watches her speech and her behavior. Is that just good for women? That advice seems good for all of us. But you know what? Do we live in an idealistic world or a realistic world? But to live up to those standards is pretty tough, wouldn't you think? We should try to, shouldn't we? I think I said it last week, the person that tells me they're not coming to church because it's full of hypocrites and sinners, I'm like, yes, it is. You finally got church right. Now come and join us because you'd fit right in. The conversation usually ends at that point. Let's look at the difference between our idealistic and our realistic worlds. Idealistic, everything is perfect and nothing goes wrong. That's my life to a T. Nothing ever goes wrong. Everyone gets what they wish for. And everything ends with happily ever after. How true a statement is that? Realistically, we deal with problems throughout our entire life. Have you ever had a stretch of, say, maybe more than 5 minutes that you didn't have a problem somewhere in the back of your head that you were thinking about? Life has problems. Broken dreams are more the norm than lived out dreams, aren't they? Is it safe to say that some things are never fixed? Some things just never turn out the way we wish they were. About our bodies. The idealistic mother has a perfect body. She could have several children and her body would be perfect. The realistic mother knows that the only 8 or 10 she'll ever wear again might be her shoes. About raising children. The idealistic mother expects to attend her son's graduation as he graduates with honors. The realistic mother may have to visit her son in jail or prison, or maybe even go to a grave site. Or she may even be the childless wife who lives with the pain of wanting children, but having none. About our homes. The idealistic mother lives in a castle right up on a hill. Servants waiting on her hand and foot. The realistic mother may live in a rundown apartment or in a not so good neighborhood. That's reality, folks. How about jobs? The idealistic mother has a master's degree in her own office in the business district. The realistic mother may have barely finished high school, or dropped out and is working on a GED. She takes whatever job she can find. That's realistic. Idealistic families, there are people that get a chance to live parts of that. But our reality is, we live in the reality of that. The reality is those things I mentioned. Sitting in our pews today across America are moms living in a realistic world. But I love to still see faces that are smiling, even though they're living in the real world. Can we smile through those times? Can those things I spoke of still give us reason to smile and to praise God for our blessings? Three gifts that I think mothers really need today. These are three gifts that only we can give. The first gift is forgiveness. Forgiveness for all the times that she wasn't quite able to match the idealistic expectations. Forgiveness will relieve the guilt, even if it is unrealistic. Forgiveness for all the mistakes she has made in her life. Forgiveness for the sins she has committed against God. All have sinned, even mothers. Can you believe it? Even mothers. The second thing we can give them today is grace. To understand that no one is perfect in a real world. Are there any perfect mothers here today? I'm sure there's some pretty good ones. But are you perfect? The grace to accept that whatever she has done, it's done. Put it behind you. She can't go back. She must go forward. She must go on. She must understand that she is not alone. Many of us sit in that same position today. Isn't it nice to know there's someone in the car with us? Someone's there with us. The third thing we can give our mothers today is mercy. Deal with a broken heart or a broken home. Mercy to deal with a wayward child. Mercy to deal with all the heartaches that go along with being a mother. We're painting a gloomy picture today, aren't we? That's not my intention. My intention today is our mothers aren't perfect. There are mothers, and we should love them for that. Forgiveness, grace, and mercy. I'm going to read this illustration today from a sermon called The Divine Family. If a child lives with criticism, they learn to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, they learn to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, they learn to be shy. If a child lives with shame, they learn to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, they learn to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, they learn confidence. If a child lives with praise, they learn to appreciate. If a child lives with fairness, they learn justice. If a child lives with security, they learn to have faith. If a child lives with approval, they learn to like themselves. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, they learn to find love in the world. I love that. So what I'm saying today is, let's be thankful for our mothers. If she's living, or if she's already gone on to heaven, we need to thank her for the influence she's had on our lives. Christ understands what it's like to live in the real world. deal with these issues every day. God loves you. I hope you find this peace on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. We stand as we sing.
In Christ's name we pray.